Track 9, Norfolk's Crafting Superstars. A teenage crochet sensation and Norfolk's nonagenarian knitting queen are two of the stars of this year's Makers Festival in Norwich Forum.
Ellen Seigert has crocheted Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and hundreds more miniature figures of famous people, and even handed some celebrities their own woolly mini-me. The 19-year-old from Hopton-on-Sea near Great Yarmouth taught herself to crochet at the age of 14 because she wanted to make a flower for her pet dog's collar. Ill with myalgic encephalomyelitis, or ME, she found the combination of creativity and gentle activity therapeutic and fell in love with the craft. She found she could create figures which looked like famous and fictional characters and set about crocheting singers, dancers and film heroes and heroines. Ellen was a child British champion roller skater until she fell ill at the age of 13. Despite winning 9 British titles and representing her country abroad, she could no longer skate. But last year, she began to feel better. "I've finally been able to go back to skating, which I'm so, so happy about," she says. And the crochet, which began as a hobby, is now a full-time job, with the figures bringing her 105,000 followers on TikTok, plus almost 15,000 on Instagram. She sells them via her Crazy Hippo Crochet website. "My first big make was a giant hippo, 60 centimetres tall, and I ran through so many other names, but kept coming back to Crazy Hippo Crochet," explains Ellen. She enjoys giving her crocheted figures to the people that they depict and has handed dolls to Ed Sheeran, Michael McIntyre, Craig Revel-Horwood and several Strictly dancers. "I absolutely love being able to gift them to their real-life inspirations. It's something very special," she says. "My ultimate dream is to be able to gift one or more to Taylor Swift." Ellen will bring around 50 of her creations to the Makers Festival in the Norwich Forum this month. Her absolute favourites are Belle and Beast. "A lot of time and trouble went into them. I love Belle's ball gown, and Beast has so much personality for such a little doll. I do also love the mini Jack and Rose I made from Titanic." She's designed around 300 figures, with each taking an average of 3 days to make. She also enjoys making tops to wear and granny squares, multicoloured pattern pieces of crochet patched together into blankets, bunting or clothes. "I'm currently working on a granny square blanket based on the surprise songs Taylor Swift sings on tour. It'll be 300 squares in total when it's finished," says Ellen. In complete contrast, the knitting Nana, Norfolk's amazing knitting nonagenarian Margaret Seaman, will be at the Makers Festival too, surrounded by her large-scale creations. The exhibition Margaret the Complete Collection will include her knitted Sandringham, which was admired by the late Queen Elizabeth, Great Yarmouth Seafront recreated in wool, and the knitted hospital which Margaret, 95 this month, made during the pandemic. It's the first and probably the last time all her knitting will be displayed together. In recent years, Margaret of Caistor-on-Sea near Yarmouth has not only shown the Queen around the knitted Sandringham, complete with miniature knitted Queen, won honours and awards, and featured on national television. Her knitting has also raised many tens of thousands of pounds for local charities and good causes. Margaret learned to knit when she was just 7, taught by her twin brothers. And with 4 children of her own and then grandchildren and great-grandchildren and even great-great-grandchildren, she's done more than her fair share of knitting baby clothes, but began creating her huge knitted scenes to keep busy after the death of her husband. Her Sandringham includes stables, estate cottages, the church, gardens, lake and woodland, as well as Sandringham House itself. During the pandemic, Margaret created her Knittingdale Hospital to raise money for Norfolk hospitals. Her tribute to the NHS includes 4 wards, complete with tiny patients, doctors and nurses, an A&E department and even a cake stall. Fabulous Fabric. The intriguing history of Norfolk clothes and fabrics will be celebrated in an exhibition at the Makers Festival, marking the 35th anniversary of the county's unique Costume and Textile Association, or CMTA. The dedicated followers of fashion history who make up the 500-member charity will be showing off fashions and fabrics through the ages, including revealing how Norwich weavers created their famous shawls and showing the work of talented new designers from Norwich University of the Arts students and CMTA members. There will also be talks on subjects ranging from the agony and ecstasy of corsetry to sustainable fashion. The group was founded by Pamela Clabban, a nationally renowned expert who was curator of Strangers Hall Museum in Norwich and went on to set up the National Trust's Conservation Department and write a definitive book on Norwich shawls. Set up to promote and enhance Norfolk Museum Service's important textile collection, it has helped to purchase items ranging from shawls to the astonishing embroidered panels in which the 19th century Great Yarmouth woman Lorna Buller expressed her anger and distress at being placed in the workhouse via her needlework. The vast and vibrant shawls made by Norwich weavers in the 18th and 19th centuries were the height of fashion and famous across the world for their beautiful colours and designs. Queen Victoria herself wore shawls made by our city's weavers. Historic shawls are still being discovered, tucked away in cupboards and attics, and the 35th anniversary exhibition will include a shawl the CNTA is donating to Norfolk Museum Service during the festival. The group also funds restoration, runs events, talks and workshops, including an online programme featuring international experts. It gives research bursaries, stages student design competitions, and last year published two books about Norfolk textiles, with one winning the History and Tradition category of the prestigious East Anglian Book Awards. Getting crafty. The Norfolk Makers Festival will be spread across four floors of Norwich Forum from April the 13th to the 21st, with exhibitions, workshops, talks, demonstrations and creative fun. Free to visit, it celebrates and fosters creativity. It's a chance for experts to showcase their skills and complete beginners to have a go at anything from weaving to whittling and sketching to stitching. Free craft taster sessions include printing, spinning, embroidery, painting, crochet, quilting, lace making, woodcraft and illustration. Explore virtual reality painting, digital animation and games art with Norwich University of the Arts, or discover rural crafts at a taster for the Strumpshaw Tree Fair. Find new ways of reusing, recycling and refashioning with Redo Norfolk, or attend a session on how to turn your side hustle craft into a career. Illustrator and cartoonist David Shenton will create a gigantic zine, host men's knitting group, and reveal a protest installation called Dark Lanterns. See a quilt of planets, galaxies, comets and satellites created by a global team of stitchers for the 200th anniversary of the Royal Astronomical Society, and the Grenfell Memorial Quilt, including contributions stitched by visitors to Norfolk Makers Festival last year. Plus bookable sessions on sketching a Renaissance-style portrait, watercolour painting, spinning, jewellery making, mixing dyes and mastering crochet. There really is something for everyone. To find out more, visit norfolkmakersfestival.co.uk.